USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Texas Governor Greg Abbott wants to stop illegal immigration.
What is the cost imposed on Americans by the more than 2 million illegal immigrants who have come across the border under the Biden administration? What will be the cost to Americans of having maybe 6 million immigrants come across the border illegally just in this next year?
The Republican governor telling reporters in San Antonio on Thursday that there was plenty of cost on Americans due to the 2 million illegal immigrants believed to have come into the United States last year. Florida Republican Governor Ron DeSantis isn't happy with the Justice Department's decision to appeal a court ruling striking down the federal mask mandate on mass transit. Speaking in the state's panhandle, the governor saying there should be no mandates, period. The governor again calling the mandates COVID theater. USA Radio News.
With PatriotSoftware.com, accounting and payroll, keep your time and money.
Mike Chappell here, serial entrepreneur. I started my first business in the basement of a factory over 30 years ago. We had no heat and no air conditioning. Instead of customers, our office visitors were rats, birds, flies, and snakes. Our office flooded often, and we used blankets as our office walls. We were broke and needed customers. Years later, I formed my fifth successful business, Patriot Software, which has attracted tens of thousands of customers with our easy accounting and payroll software used by accountants and non-accountants alike. Go to PatriotSoftware.com, use promo code RADIO, and get 2 months of accounting and payroll software free. That's PatriotSoftware.com.
PatriotSoftware.com, accounting and payroll, keep your time and money.
Alec Baldwin's attorney claims a report that said the movie Rust violated workplace safety procedures clears his client. New Mexico is issuing a nearly $140,000 fine for the accidental shooting that killed cinematographer Helena Hutchins. Baldwin was rehearsing with a prop gun when a bullet killed Hutchins and injured the movie's director. Baldwin's attorney says the report exonerates Baldwin. New York City Mayor Eric Adams is defending his plan to get the homeless people off the streets in New York. Mayor Adams saying it's not a so-called sweep.
Many people see it as this is an opportunity to go back home to family members, find alternative ways of living. Now that we're saying this is not dignified.
Adams says several people have decided to take safe haven beds or turn to the shelter system, but didn't give an exact number. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Alarouche. If you like my radio show, you're going to love my podcast, War Raw. Each podcast, I present my top 10 most outrageous, salacious, and controversial stories of the week. I break down the best of the best raw truth stories for conservatives, libertarians, patriots, taxpayers, Trumpers, and deplorables. Anyone who appreciates God, guns, gold, and tax cuts will stand up and cheer for War Raw. Check out this week's War Raw podcast right now. It's available to download on iTunes, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you listen to podcasts. War Raw.
War Raw.
SpaceX is marking another successful launch from Florida's Space Coast. The private company on Thursday afternoon launched a Falcon 9 rocket carrying 53 Starlink satellites into low Earth orbit. One of the Republican candidates for governor is speaking out in New York.
Former New York City Mayor Rudy Giuliani and his gubernatorial candidate son Andrew held a press conference about the issues facing New Yorkers. They say job one is to stop the corrupt Democrats currently running New York.
I believe that most Republicans in this state realize that we have to reform the state. It can't operate the way it's operating now at 2.5 times the budget of Florida. We have a governor who's doing a stadium that's going to end us costing us $4 billion because it benefits her husband. Take a look at the family members of these Democrats and how much money they get, and you'll get an idea of the corruption that goes on.
The gubernatorial primary in New York is June 28th. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
The NCAA is adding an appeals process for targeting calls that are made in college football games. Targeting is defined as when a player takes aim at an opponent for purposes of attacking with forcible contact that goes beyond making a legal tackle. Players who are ejected in the second half of a game can now appeal the ruling. The NCAA will also investigate teams that are awarded an injury timeout through deceptive actions. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.